All I need is that. I'm feeling better already. Not that I was not feeling great before, but little Bootsy Collins bringing the sunshine here.
So good.
Man.
You're welcome.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah.
That's Message in the Bottle, brought to you by Bangor Wine and Cheese Company.
Thank you, good night. Hammond We're just going to let this play out.
There you go.
Just come visit us at the store. Here's Bootsy. Yeah. Oh, gosh. So, we're talking about the boot of Italy.
The boot. We've Bootsy. Been everywhere else.
You know, that's what's gonna play on my segment about the boot of Italy is Bootsy. Either that or these boots are made for walking, but I needed the funk.
Oh yeah.
This is the I'm doing my last, hopefully not last, but like Christina's like, we got to grill tonight because it's never going to be warm again, sort of thing. And I'm like, jeez, okay, well.
It's August.
I mean, I love me a good burger on the grill, but you got to put it like that. Like, it's killing me. Oh, my gosh. Thank you for bringing up Gronk. I don't know if you heard. Did you hear his press conference? It was absolutely fabulous.
I saw a couple clips.
So, he's not a great public speaker. They had him reading a prepared statement, which sounded as awkward as you could imagine. Mm-hmm. And then they started with the questions and they're like, so, you know, are you going to come back? And he's like, I don't know. I'm not coming back right now. Maybe in, you know, 3 months, maybe in 3 years, but not in a week, but maybe 3 months. I'm like, okay, but not in a week. He's just, he's so introspective.
Oh yeah. He's deep.
I don't know. I love it. I love, and as we were talking in the break about, you know, my beloved Giants maybe find a quarterback. Thank you. But the Patriots, gosh, are they fun to watch? Even when they're good, they're dramatic. Cool. So, I'm sorry, Dad, if you heard that. My father, who today, by the way, speaking of wine, you all know out there in Radio Land that I write this newsletter, this weekly newsletter. Occasionally, we talk on air about, you know, some of the things I've covered, but I always try to make it at least slightly interesting and introspective. And my father sent me an email this morning with the title, "Don't Let It Go to Your Head."
Wow.
And it was just like, you know, somebody came up to him, one of the Sea Glass Corral. Shout out Sea Glass Corral, Southern Maine's finest corral. I don't know. They're great. I love them. And they have my parents. And they're like, you know, a member of my Sea Glass Corral said, you know, that might've been the best thing that Eric's ever written, which is funny. Cause I thought it went off the rails a bit, but you know, I, like everybody else, had to offer introspection on Andrew Luck's retirement. So yes. There you go. That was it. Speaking of,
well, by the way, I don't want to take your time cause you're here to talk.
I'm here to talk.
For years I have said, I want to stop in at the telephone museum, and you guys did, and it looked great.
So for those who don't know, on the Wincanpah Road in Ellsworth, one of the ways you get to Branch Lake, just about a quarter mile in, there's this telephone museum. And, you know, it was one of those places we drove by, you know, every time we'd put the boat in, essentially, because that's the way we'd go. And it was always, well, someday. And now this is actually the second time we've gone and brought the kids. And it's fascinating. It's horrifying because it's just, you realize how far we've come. It was such an industrial force. It was, you know, communication was tremendously, not only was it important, but it employed so many people. There was so many tradespeople. There was, and everybody's lost all those skills because technology has changed the way we communicate. And there's nothing wrong with that, obviously. but he, you know, the gentleman who was showing us around, who himself had worked, you know, for one of the telephone companies for 50 years or whatever, he's like, no one's learning this. And when, you know, one battery goes out in the wrong place, all your cell phones will be worth exactly what they're worth in materials. And it's one of those, it's I mean, it happens in every aspect of life, you know, progress. But it makes you think, like, the dark ages are just a couple batteries going out away, and
yeah.
Boy, it's crazy. So, but I highly recommend it. You know, it's fascinating. So go telephone museum in Ellsworth. It's totally worth a couple hours. It only it's like an hour long. You know, it's fun. It's cool. But you will see all this technology that you grew up kind of, you know, just talking into the end of this thing, and you'll learn how it worked. It was very cool. So wine. So today we're doing boots. We're doing the Southern Italy bit. So I'm just going to kind of tour around. Southern Italy is so absolutely fascinating because it really is, it was where the Greeks really came over and kind of brought the idea of growing wine. But the huge variety of varietals is dramatic. It really is dramatic. And also, it's kind of funny because like the best stories come from there, right? And maybe that's the Greek influence. I mean, it's there's Greek presence dating from the 8th century BCE. So it's like they were around. They left marks. And some of these places, so for instance, within the realm of Calabria, I guess we can basically put it as sort of like the ball and arch of your foot. And that is where where wine was first like produced. Archaeologists found what they call a vinoduct, and it carried wine from the production site to the homes of the folks nearby. It was the first sort of production wine, and that happened in this part, sort of in the arch of Italy. Another great story that I absolutely adore, it comes from the region around Pompeii. So we all remember what happened to Pompeii, right? Mount Vesuvius blew up, buried Pompeii, and then also scattered a tremendous amount of volcanic ash, which kind of spread in a sort of a cone-like way to the east. And that's where we find the red wine Lacrima Christi, right? But the story is not that that's good vineyard land because of that. The story is because that is where people believe that Christ's tears fell as he grieved the fall of Lucifer. Lacrima Christi, tears of Christ. That's like just, you know, these are the stories. Like, Napa doesn't have those stories, they've got a lot of famous people there. They had at least one football team training there, in fact. That's a nice place to train if you're a football team, don't you think?
Oh, yes.
Anyway, and the other thing, also going back to Calabria, a wine from there, the Cremisa, was used to toast athletes in the original ancient Olympics. Okay, so lots of like really cool things. And so I guess I kind of want to hit both the common and popular grape varieties and then just kind of take a little tour around it and then hit Sicily and Sardinia if I have time at the very end. So we're going to kind of start. The last area we hit was Lazio, right? So that's where Rome is. So now we're going to go back to where I was just talking about Pompeii. So Pompeii is on this big bay. And the bay was home. It was basically it was kind of like MDI or something like that. It was where all the Roman aristocrats and the wealthy came down and summered. They vacationed there. It was nice. It was a little breezier. It was kind of, you know, it was a very, very pretty area. So obviously there was a lot of wine being grown there, but it's different than the wine from Lazio. The main red grape there is called Aglianico. Aglianico is totally a grape that Americans should get to know. It's kind of, you know, it's almost like kind of cab-like. It's got, you know, a little broad shoulders, muscular. It's made into a wine called Tarassi, which is the highest, you know, a loftiest appellation of it. But even just nice little Aglianicos that you can find for, you know, under $20 are absolutely fantastic. The wine that we're drinking today is also from this area. We are drinking the wine Phalangina. Phalangina is one of the white grapes that we believe that the Greeks brought over with them when they came originally. Also Fiano, Malvasia, these are the white other white grapes there. Greco di Tufo, obviously Greco being in the name, you can kind of guess that's another grape that they think the Greeks brought, and they probably did. Greco di Tufo is kind of cool for people who like really sort of silky, bolder Pinot Grigios. It's kind of got almost an oily, silky quality to it. It's really, really excellent. The wine we're drinking today, Phalangina, is perfect for one of these, hopefully not the last really warm day, but these nice warm days. It's got a lot of sort of apricot, pear. It's wonderful, but still a little bit sort of tart and fun. As we go south from Campania, we get to the mostly inland wine region of Basilicata. Basilicata touches the sea, but the wine is actually grown a little bit more inland. It's not very well known. They don't export a lot. It's mostly considered kind of crude wine. But I'm sure that will change eventually. Below that is Calabria. Calabria is really kind of cool. So this is sort of like the toe. And in Calabria, we're getting slowly, again, more interesting things. So things like Gallioppo. Gallioppo is a really, really neat wine that you can find only a couple of expressions of in the U.S., but I highly recommend checking it out because it's just super interesting. It's got like this really pale color, but when you try it, it's actually kind of high in tannin, and it kind of grips you, and it's wonderful with food, especially fattier foods, and it's just tremendous. The other two really important red grapes that you find now down here and then into Puglia, which is the heel of the boot, is Negro Amaro and Primitivo. Primitivo, we've talked a lot about. It is originally from Croatia. It is also called Zinfandel. So Primitivo, obviously, A, because it is in sort of the middle of the Mediterranean that is being grown in a very hot region of Puglia, but also it's Zinfandel, so you kind of know what you're in for. It's a big, bold, sometimes jammy grape that's absolutely wonderful. And then Negro Amaro, which means bitter black, is another one that's found and being made into, the loftiest appellation that is called Salice Salentino. But the Negro Amaro grape is absolutely luxurious. It's kind of like a sexier Syrah, like a Cote de Rhone sort of thing, like a Syrah Grenache blend, if that makes a little sense to you. For those who haven't had Negro Amaro, it's absolutely worth checking out. I'm running out of time. I did want to talk quickly about Sicily, because Sicily obviously has very, very interesting soils. It has Mount Etna, which for the same reason as the Vesuvius soils were interesting, the volcanic soil is really, really excellent. A, because you're high up on a mountain, so there's the strain and the drain that you need. But it's also very, very good for vines growing. And you see really, really wonderful wines, especially made out of the grape Nero d'Avola, coming from that region. Slightly north of there, north of Etna, you see the grape Frappato. Frappato is really kind of fun for people who like Beaujolais, kind of light, pale in color, red, but very juicy, like strawberry-like. And the other thing to bear in mind, Sicily produces Marsala. People don't really get Marsala. They just make chicken Marsala, but there are actually decent Marsalas out there. There is a DOC, right? So they're actually trying to make good stuff. So it's not just like the Taylor's California Marsala that you can buy in a grocery store or at our store if you just want to make cheap chicken Marsala. I do it sometimes too. But there is good stuff, and we carry both sweet and dry decent Marsala. So if you're looking for that, check it out. I am being played off, folks, so I'm just going to remind you, September 19th is our next tasting. September 8th is the main cheese fest. We will be there at the cheese bar, I think it's being called. Ooh. And we'll be selling our own stuff and handing out samples, and it's cool. So come check it out. That's in Pittsfield, September 8th.
Eric Meehan, Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, 86 Hammond Street in downtown Bangor.